Hello people, my name is Chimchi Caesar, and I know a lot of people don't like Mondays. So this segment is dedicated to giving you something better to think about. This is Better Monday. So I've had a pretty heavy weekend. Long story short, I was talking to someone who's extremely, like, someone who's really close to me, right? And so we're talking, and there's something that I wanted to say, but the way I spoke, the way I said it, was really bad. It was horrible, to say the least. Like, it was really, I ended up saying the wrong thing in the wrong way, and it was just really bad, and I hurt them. Now, you might ask, oh, why did I then speak like that, right? Because I could say I've had a very heavy few months, not just weekend, but like a very heavy few months. And like, there's been so much going on, and there's been a lot on my mind. I've been feeling a lot. For those who know me, I'm a person who feels everything. So I've been feeling everything. It's been a lot. And I think on top of that, also, there was something that I could say triggered me. Triggered me in that it took me back to my past. It took me back to things that people have done, things that people have said. And it really did trigger me quite a lot, actually. So when I was speaking as this person who's tired, who's just been going through the most and is just tired. This person who is triggered because, you know, certain things from my past, I'm seeing certain things from my past, and it's like, it's bringing back memories, and it's very painful. It's things that I haven't fully, I guess, healed from. So I spoke from all these people, but not from me. And I hurt them. I hurt them really badly, and I shouldn't have. I feel like it's just because I'm going through a lot, just because I've been through a lot, doesn't justify me speaking in a way that hurts someone else. It doesn't justify me just going off my mouth. So yeah, like it's really bad. And I think it hurts because this is someone that I really, really care about. And I don't want to be the reason. And I hate that I am the reason that they're in pain. And that, yeah, I don't like that. But I think it's just kind of reminded me of that thing of like, man, hurt people hurt people. And a lot of us, like, we have pain, we have things that we're going through that maybe we don't address as much, or some don't even address at all. So we have pains and we just think we can just skip past them. But these things lead to us hurting other people. These things lead to us being just the worst versions of ourselves with other people. I remember someone once said that, you know, behind every womanizing man is a man who once gave his all to one girl, and that one girl broke his heart, and so he decided, I'm never gonna give my all to one girl again. And I've seen it. I've definitely seen it happen to multiple men, including myself. I think I've kind of also had that type of experience where, like, something did happen and I was just like, nah, I don't trust women no more. But yeah, all this to say, I feel like, yeah, we've been hurt, but it doesn't mean that we should walk in that. It doesn't mean that we should then go ahead and hurt other people. We should take time to heal. So my question for you guys is, you know, are there things that you feel like you still get triggered by? things that your ex said, things that your parents said, things that maybe a teacher said, things that a certain friend did. Some of us have been hurt by friendships, like we've been betrayed by friends, and so now it's difficult for us to make friends anymore. It's difficult for us to do this. There's so many things that we've been we get triggered by. There's so many things that we've gone through that have hurt us. What are those things for you? What are things that you can still feel the pain from? Maybe someone told you you were ugly a long time ago, and you still believe it till now. You still think you're ugly. What are those things people have said and done, those scars that we still keep to today? What are those things for you? Give me your feedback. ChimTC, C-H-I-M-T-C on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on YouTube. And I hope that you do not be like me. I really hope that we don't act out of our trauma. We don't act out of our pain and hurt other people. I wish I was more gentle. I wish I had spoken in a more gentle way. I wish I had done things differently. I wish I was better, you know? And I think that's something that I hope that we all do. We all learn to be gentle with others, to be gentle with ourselves is also like, and patient. Ephesians 4:2 says, you know, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love. I hope that we can be humble enough to admit, yo man, I messed up, I'm wrong, oh, this still affects me, oh man, I'm not all right, I'm not doing all right. The gentleness, one with ourselves, but also the gentleness with other people, being gentle with other people and patient and loving each other and bearing with one another and taking time to understand that, you know what, yeah, I might be a mess, but you know, that doesn't mean I should act a certain way. And then also, oh yeah, that person might be a mess, but I guess I understand this is where they're coming from. So yeah, let's take time to be gentle, to be patient, to be humble, and to bear with one another, man. Protect your life. Protect your life. I'm out.